Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Even the military has gone woke. You saw this during the Biden administration. You even saw this under Trump, the military pushing back. General Milley talking about white rage. Remember that? The Joint Chiefs of Staff talking about how our servicemen need to focus on the real issues like white privilege and white rage. And then during COVID, what happened? Our military forced a vaccine mandate on our servicemen and women. The people who are sacrificing their lives, who are putting it on the line for us to protect our country. These are very, very healthy young people, generally speaking, who faced very little risk from the coronavirus. They were told, no, you have to take the jab. One jab, two jab, however many jabs you can take. The jab that, like all jabs, has medical risks and, according to reports, would appear to have resulted in a lot of vaccine injuries. Well, one such person who is claiming a vaccine injury is Carolina Stancic, 23-year-old service member in the National Guard. After getting the primary series of Moderna, Carolina suffered heart attacks, a mini stroke, asthma, the list goes on. Carolina, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
So one, thank you for your service. Two, thank you for helping to expose what seems to me at best rank incompetence, at worst, yep, real corruption in the way that our, yep, military is run. What happened to you?
Before I start, I have to disclaim that everything that I speak on, opinions, thoughts, and experiences are my own, not representing the DoD or the U.S. Army.
Right.
What happened to me, got the vaccine, was told that, you know, in order to stay in the service, you had to get this vaccine, get it before you are going to be on active duty. Otherwise, you're not going to recover. And so got it early while I was drilling, and now I'm 2 years later, not recovering.
What were the injuries? What was the timetable? There are going to be, yeah, some people who are skeptical. They'll say what the liberals, yeah, say, which is, oh, actually, you just had an injury from the virus, not from the vaccine. Or they might, yeah, say, well, it's just a coincidence, and there's no data to suggest that this was from the vaccine. So what's your take?
Right. I was working in the ER at the time, and so I got tested all the time for COVID, never had a positive test come back. I got tested in the military, never got a positive test back, but when I did get the vaccine, I experienced things like fevers, which I'd never experienced in my life. It was my first fever. I had numbness, pressure in my chest, asthmatic complications, dizziness, a high heart rate, things like that, and I didn't really know what was going on, but I knew that it was weird. I was a healthy individual, and so I still don't know what I was thinking when those things were happening. I was told that it was maybe common, maybe just a weird side effect of the vaccine.
How long did those symptoms persist? Because a lot of the vaccine peddlers will say, well, you'll have a couple of days of discomfort, but then it'll, yeah, all go away.
I got it shortly after the first one, within the first 24 hours. The second one, they had gotten worse, and that's when the fever started. So that's about a month apart. And then 10 weeks later, diagnosed with asthma. So that's 10 weeks in, and October 2021. So this is about 6 months later, I had my first heart attack. And just since then, it's been going on.
What did the doctors tell you after the heart attack?
They were very nonchalant about it. They didn't seem all that surprised. They didn't think anything of it. It wasn't like, oh, you're only 21. What's going on? I was given drugs, made me pretty loopy, and then sent to bed rest. And I just remember, like, they gave me a lot of pain medications, things like that.
Do you have a history of heart attack in your family? Is there any other explanation that you can think of other than these shots?
100% no. Never been to the hospital a day in my life. I've been 9 times since then.
So, Carolina, you have your first heart attack. The doctors don't seem particularly impressed by it. Is that because they've seen other people with these kinds of injuries from the vaccines? I don't want you to put words in anybody's mouth, but it just is bizarre to me that a doctor could see a healthy 21-year-old have a heart attack and sort of shrug it off.
A lot of it was, have you ever had any of this go on before in your life? Have you ever had chest pains? Have you ever had loss of feeling in your body, stabbing pains? And I was like, no, I've never experienced this. They were like, did you ever have any tachycardia, which is high heart rate issues in life? And I was like, no, I'm an athlete. We're typically the ones with lower heart rates. And so they didn't seem all that fazed by it, but a lot of people after I had that first heart attack, doctors, people who took my blood work, people who ran my EKGs, they were like, how old are you? And I was like 21, 22, depending on when I was in the ER. And they started saying, you know, hey, we've been seeing an increase of people, but we're not really supposed to talk about it. I'd been told by military doctors, well, civilian DOD doctors, they had said, yeah, we see a lot of cases of this, heart complications, asthmatic complications, things like that, but we're not really supposed to talk about it. And so that was a big frustration.
So you hear this from the doctors. Presumably there's some follow-up with your superiors in the military chain of command. If a 21-year-old has a heart attack, that's going to come up. What did they tell you?
Chain of command didn't really say all that much, but I got recommended for medical retirement and I'm still in. And they just started this past weekend my medical retirement. So if you do the math, I think that's about a year and a half later.
In the meantime, that first heart attack was not the only issue that you dealt with.
No, I was dealing with loss of feeling in my body. I guess they called it neuropathy, and we didn't really know where that was coming from. I was experiencing blacking out every time I would stand up or sit up. A simple task like putting on my boots to wear my uniform, I couldn't do that without getting tired. So it used to take me on like average 20 minutes to put boots on.
This was your career. I mean, this was a job that you were doing. This was service. Now that's been taken away from you. What are you going to do now?
I moved to Florida. I wanted to go into anti-human trafficking. Once all of this stuff came up, I was like, well, I need to be a voice for someone who can't speak for themselves. That's pretty much what I wanted to do. I wanted to fight for people and make sure that justice was being served somewhere. Obviously, that's not through the military anymore. And so I moved to Florida in hopes to do that elsewhere. And this has become my life now.
Have other service members come to you, especially since you haven't been on all that many shows yet? I'm sure that you're getting requests and will be getting many more requests to tell your story. Have other people hearing this reached out and said, hey, something similar happened to me?
A lot of people have. I've had people from Poland, Canada, Guatemala, like all over the world have reached out and said they've seen some of my interviews. Someone had posted a Emerald Robinson interview and it went viral on TikTok and TikTok took it down.
Wow.
So I reposted it. I made a TikTok to repost it.
Chairman Xi will not get that past you. That's an incredible, incredible story. I mean, it's a credible story because we've heard similar things from around the branches of service. Now that you've been pushed into medical retirement, has anyone apologized? Has anyone who is pushing you into this said, hey, sorry, we made you take this shot?
I haven't gotten any apologies, but I got a lot of looks, funny looks, I guess you could say. And they were like, well, how old are you? And I said, you know, I'm 20, well, now 23. And these are things that have been going on since I was 21. And a major in the military, she looked at me and she was like, this is insane. Are you one of those cases? And I said, yeah. And so I got my first exemption from any further vaccinations. And so now I'm speaking out on how to get those exemptions for other service members.
This is the part that a lot of people don't talk about, which is everybody knows. Everybody knows that something is up, and what we were told about the total safety and total efficacy of these vaccines obviously didn't come true because they kept changing their story on safety and the efficacy, including Rochelle Walensky, including Dr. Fauci, including Joe Biden. Yeah. And everybody knows, it feels almost like the stories you would hear about the Soviet Union, where everybody knows something, but you're not allowed to say it. Even though you know that the other guy knows, you all have to just keep pretending. You all have to keep living in a lie where everything's hunky-dory.
That's exactly right.
Really, really tough case. Thank you for speaking out and for your service for at least shedding some light so that some good can come from this. Before we go, see if there are any questions from the audience. No, it's mostly people just screaming in their text, screaming in indignation and capital letters and exclamation marks. One question before we go from Rehe, the ambassador. Carolina, will you consider suing the military?
I've considered it. I have about a year before I can't use some of the documents that I have. There was a specific phone call that I do want to use as evidence, that if I can use that, that would be great. That was through a military base. And so I called one of the case managers, and it's like the first time I really talked about it, but lies were made about me, and I was denied cardiology appointments after my second heart attack. And between the first and the second one, that's 2 months, and I had still yet to see a cardiologist. And they had been denying me medical care for over 4 months.
Yeah. Can I ask what the lies were?
So they told the doctor that I was unable to make it to Fort Bliss, Texas. I was stationed in Arizona. I was unable to make it to Fort Bliss, Texas because I was out of state with a family emergency with my father. First of all, I was in the state. Second of all, I don't have a dad. And third of all, I was able to make it, and I needed that appointment. I was 2 days after a heart attack.
And so after that inconvenient first heart attack, you are denied heart care, cardiology care, on this bogus lie, obviously demonstrable lie, and then you have another heart attack. Mm-hmm. That's as scandalous as it gets.
Yeah. And I got, am I allowed to curse on the show?
You can do whatever you want on the show.
Okay. So I got told when I had asked them, why is my appointment canceled? I had found out through my platoon that it was canceled. They didn't tell me. And it was 12 hours before the appointment. And so I found out through my platoon, that's a HIPAA violation, opening up about medical information about others without consent. So that was a big issue. And when I found out, went down to the drill sergeant's office and I spoke to them and I asked them what's going on. And me crying, I was like, this is insane. Like, you guys can't just sit here and tell me that's canceled. It's been in the books for months now. And you guys are the ones who scheduled it. And so I walked away and I was like, I'm tired of this place. I want my medical records. And they told me to quit bitching.
Quit bitching. Quit bitching about your heart attack that you had and the heart appointment that was canceled. Based on
so I made those calls and found that, I made those calls, and that's how I found out that recording of the phone call through the appointment line and the case manager at the other base. And so I asked her, how long do I have till I can use this? And she said, it'll be unable to be used in 2 years. And so I said, okay, be expecting a call back. And I got her name and her phone number.
Wow. Conservative student asks, which vaccine did you get? It was Moderna, right?
Yeah.
Cater Gator says, do you work with other skeptical people? Other people who worked with me in a pharmaceutical research laboratory were also skeptical of the vaccine as it was first being released. So before you got it, were you skeptical of taking the shot?
Yeah. So I was in national intelligence and homeland security for school. And so we had to do a lot of case studies on COVID itself. And a lot of the correlations had to do with anthrax. We found a lot of ties to anthrax in our studies. And I was like, well, this is not a virus that we expect. It's not really what people think it is. And there's a lot more to it than simply saying it's kind of like the flu or it's a really bad cold. You know, people are just dying. There's a lot more to it.
Well, you saw, of course, when the crazy conspiracy theorists said at the outset of COVID that it probably didn't come from a bad batch of bat soup at the Wuhan wet market. It might have something to do with the bio lab that was just down the street, being funded in part by the U.S. government. People said, oh, that's crazy. That's a conspiracy theory, Fauci, all the rest. And then now they've all essentially admitted that it very likely, in all likelihood, the virus came from that laboratory. What else do we not know? What else were we told was a crazy conspiracy theory? Heather Mama says, we really appreciate you coming forward, Carolina. We do. Thank you very much. Wishing you all of the best of luck. And please keep us posted as you pursue this further, because I hope you get some justice for what was done to you.
Thank you.
If you want to support Carolina because her medical care is not being paid for right now by the military or really anybody else other than you, head on over to givesendgo.com/Carolina, K-A-R-O-L-I-N-A.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.